Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, one of the most popular wines in the United States is Kendall Jackson's Vintner's Reserve Chardonnay.
Absolutely. Which I think it's the number one wine in the country.
It sounds like it's a high reserve, but it's really sort of an entry level.
Right.
And it leaves me wondering, is there life after Vintner's Reserve?
Well, there is. They have created, Kendall Jackson has now created something called the Jackson Estate Wines. So this is definitely a step above the Vintner's Reserve. The focus here was, and they have many, many, many vineyards. What they're focusing on here currently is three sort of coastal areas where they're going to be showcasing wines that are going to give you some indication of the terroir of the area. So they're producing two from Anderson Valley, which is in Mendocino County, two from Alexander Valley, which is part of Sonoma County, and then two from Santa Maria Valley, which is from Santa Barbara. Now, they're sort of falling into two tiers. There's an Appellation series, which is going to be just designated by the region, and then there's a Vineyard series. I did not try the Vineyard series, so I'll just talk a little bit about the Appellation series. One of the things that Jess Jackson used to state about where he wanted to go in the wine business is he stated, "We are farmers first."
Mm-hmm.
And so hence that was really the sort of the derivation of this, is to showcase the characteristics of the area. The first one I tasted in this thing was the 2013 Jackson Estate Anderson Valley Pinot Noir, which I thoroughly enjoyed. You know, you've got sort of blueberry, cola, and spice notes with a wonderful silky texture. There was a flavor of graham cracker crust that came through, just sort of a subtle thing that I found.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Really, really intriguing. And this is going to sell for about $30. So for Pinot Noir of this character, I thought it was actually quite good. Actually, I should revise that. Price is closer to $22 to $25, so it's actually really good value. Second one I tried, I sort of jumped around a little bit, was the Jackson Estate, the Santa Maria Chardonnay, again from the 2013 vineyard. I liked this a lot. It had a nice creamy tropical fruit overall on the first attack. But then you get this peach and floral notes, a little bit of stone fruit. So there was good acidity and structure here, supported it. And again, at about a $22 price point, I thought this was really quite good value for delicate, you know, some sophisticated Chardonnay. The 2012 Alexander Valley Cabernet, I've been a sucker for Alexander Valley Cabernet for a long time. I mean,
sure.
The Alexander Valley Vineyards folks, I've been saying for years, is probably one of the greatest values in all of California wine. And this particular Cabernet displays all that classic Alexander Valley fruit. Dense blend, 91% Cabernet, small amounts of Merlot, Malbec, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot. Black fruits and cassis with really fine-grained tannins and good length. I think if I had to come up with a sort of an analogy here, I would say chewy but refined, which I think sort of expresses what Alexander Valley is all about. It's big wines, but they still have a sort of a note of finesse, which I find really attractive.
That's good
and,
wine.
And again, $30 a pop, so I thought that was quite good. If you wanted to step up beyond those, although I'm not so sure that you need to, there's a Camelot Highlands vineyard-designated Chard, there's an Outland Ridge vineyard-designated Pinot Noir, and then another Hawkeye Mountain Cabernet. So
they sound really great. I can't wait to try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.